Preparing for interviews part 4. How to answer scenario questions.
So, the next type of question that you will come up against is what we call a scenario question. An employer may give you an artificial construct, a day in a life of the person kind of doing that particular role, and they will try and assess how you would respond in kind of that situation. So let's say the job you are applying for is that of a marketing officer. The employer may give you a situation where they will say to you that, you know, you are working on a marketing campaign, you're one day before the launch of the campaign, and the advertising agency that you are working with call in and say they will be unable to deliver the artwork by the date of the launch. How will you approach this? So you can see this is a typical problem scenario that you may come up against as a marketing officer. Now, the best way to approach scenario answers is to almost think out loud. So, you know, the employer wants to listen to the different perspectives, the different angles that you would consider in order to resolve this particular situation. So it may be a case that you may call the agency and try and get an understanding of whether it's the whole campaign they can't deliver or whether it's part of the campaign. Is there actually indeed anything that they can deliver? You may want to talk to your manager and consider whether the launch can be delayed. What are the implications of delaying the launch? It could be a case that maybe you don't need the fully fledged campaign. You could just present the storyboards to try and give people an idea of what the campaign will look like. You may want to consider actually the financial implications of doing something like this. Is there somebody internally who might be able to pick this up? So the idea here with a scenario question is there is no right or wrong answer, because the action you take really depends on a whole different set of circumstances. But what the employer is looking for is your ability to think on your feet, and also your ability to consider a problem from 3 or 4 different perspectives. So what I would encourage you to do in this sort of situation is really think out loud, let the employer see your thought process, and come at the problem from lots of different angles and offer lots of possible alternatives. My top tip here is at least offer a minimum of 3 different perspectives.